So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week for women. Very interesting question that I just received. Someone heated up a bereka in the oven in the same pan with a piece of meat and absorbed some juice from the meat. The bereka got mixed up with the other berekas and is not identifiable by look or even taste. So the question was asked, you have to treat the berekas as meat, as besari. Can we say batel berov, that it's nullified in the majority? So, interesting question. So, this goes to Shulchan Aruch. Yor Dea Siman Kuftet has straight out that Achatika Sheina Ruyalit Kabed, if this is an item which is not significant by itself, something, a significant item is not Batel. That's called Achatika Ruyalit Kabed. It is not Batel. But this is not considered to be a chaticha realit kabed. It's only a chaticha realit kabed if it's asur by itself. Here's just it absorbs some meat, so you're definitely okay. Shinit arvaba acherot, that was mixed up with others. This, in this case, this is min bimina, right? It's the same item, it's identical item. It's yavesh biyavesh, dry, which means that it's not mixed in all together. It's not like some milk that falls into a chamin or something like that. The two items are not mixed together. The isur, that which is prohibited, in this case, which is basari, stands separate, but you just don't know, but it's mixed up. You just don't know which one is which. In this case, it is batel barov. It is considered to be, you don't need 60. This is not a matter of taste. It is go by the majority. Very interesting. Called the parish, miruba parish. That which comes from the majority. So the majority used to say, therefore, in this case, the majority are stami, parav, and therefore you don't have to treat them as besari. The only thing is, Shulchan Aruch says that one person can eat it all, but they shouldn't eat them all together. So you shouldn't eat all those barakas all together and if you're going to eat them all together, you would have to treat yourself as bisari, that you may just have to wait 6 hours. You have to treat all of them together as bisari. So that's what it seems from the Shulchan Aruch. Now, interesting quote. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a secondary opinion that it's forbidden for one person to eat, one person even consecutively, you have different people eating it, which is very interesting. And the Rama writes that this is what should be done l'chadchila. Sfaradim apparently would follow the primary opinion of Shulchan Aruch. One person can have it, just not all in one shot. Okay? Now, even for Ashkenazim, it's just a chumrah from Rashi, but that they should not eat them all together. Okay. Now, but I still think in this case that this is a problem. So with the Shulchan Aruch speaking about something asur was mixed with something mutar, let's say if there's one bereka which has absorbed some pork grease, something like this, so and you don't know which is asur, that would be a case like this of a min bimina. But here it's a question if you don't know which one is meat. So I think in this case you should treat all of the berekas as meat for the following reason. Is that we have a rule called Avar Shiyeshu Matirin. Lafil Be'elef Lo Batel. Something that there's an easy solution for. You don't run to Bitul. Why should you have to run to Bitul over here? Why do you have to start saying it's we follow the road, Bitul? No, just treat it as you have an easy solution. Just treat it all as Besari. Okay, so don't eat it with milk. Don't have it with milk and you're good to go. Or you have to wait 6 hours for it. Okay. It's not so bad. It's not so terrible. Just eat it with a meat. Just eat it at a meat meal. I think that should be the easy solution in this case. Because you don't run and say bitul when there's an easy solution. When there's something, when it's not kosher, let's say that got mixed in. So, okay, there's no solution. So you have to rely on bitul, but here it's besari. There's a solution. Just say davar sheyesh matirin. Just treat it as besari, and you would say there should be no bitul, and therefore it would be you just treat all of the berekas as meat. Any of these questions happen, big lesson is always call the rabbi. Wishing everybody a great day.